I called you to work for me. God gave you the job for man. He said, render unto Caesar that which is Caesar's. But unto me, I want you to come and work for me. God has a set time. When it's time to work for the Lord, your time is over. My time, thus saith the Lord. He's my Lord and my Savior. I will bless the name of the Lord. The Lord worketh in the mysterious way. God said that his thoughts are not your thoughts, neither his ways and patterns the way you are. As the heavens are from the earth, so his ways from the ways of the people.
We are in hopes that you enjoyed our elder's message today and were truly blessed. If you would like a copy of today's message, please call 337-238-0314 or visit our website at www.churchofjesuschristhop.org. Praise be to God to our co-founder, Pastor Annie Mulberry. Be blessed in Jesus' name until we meet again this same time next week.
Is KAYT Gina Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1 KAYT. Praising the Lord.
You've just tuned in to the outreach ministries of the Mount Calvary Baptist Church, located 320 Daspit Street in Alexandria, Louisiana. Reverend Ronnie Humphrey Sr. is the pastor. We are a church of the living word, preaching and teaching the word, thereby fulfilling God's command as stated in Mark 16:15 to go therefore into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. At Mount Calvary Baptist Church, leading to others is the church's first priority. Now join Pastor Humphrey in a sermon already in progress.
morning, started me on my way, woke me up this morning, started me on my way, woke me up this morning, morning, started me on my way. Yeah, mighty good day. Yeah.
But now I'm found, was blind, but now I see. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we say thank you for your grace and your mercy. We say thank you for this beautiful day. We say thank you for the presence of the Holy Spirit. We thank you right now. We thank you for this season that we celebrate the ultimate gift. It is your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, we ask that as this word comes forth, it gives somebody proof that you are still on the throne. In the mighty and precious name of your Son, Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Yes. Amen. 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 We've had a great time this morning. Amen. I'll try to do what I've come to do and move on to the next phase. Amen. 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 We give honor to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. To Pastor Emeritus Dr. Huey Lawson, who I might add is worthy of congratulations this morning. His alma mater, as of yesterday, is the Black College National Champions. Amen. 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 You know, Pastor Lawson was always proud of Grambling. Amen. So this morning he's a champion. Amen. To Reverend Rodney Lennox, to my left, Minister Cindy Humphrey, and to all of you. We're in the fourth week of Advent, waiting. Amen, amen. Waiting on the promise. We know it's going to come. Amen. Advent means adventure, which means it's adventurous for us. We await with excitement to celebrate the birth of Jesus, but we also await with excitement the return of Jesus. Go with me for a little while to the book of John, first chapter. Book of John, chapter 1, starting at verse 15. Such a beautiful day. I'm marveling at the weather. I even called my children this morning and reminded them that there may be ice on the road. You know, and I know they're grown, but hey, I saw this video of a tanker truck in Maryland hit a patch of ice and overturned and blew up. And so man, I got on the horn after that. I guess they're wondering what's wrong with me. But when I saw that clip, I just started dialing. Amen. Book of John, first chapter, starting at verse 15, reads like this. John bare witness of him and cried, saying, "This was he of whom I spake. He that cometh after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. And of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. No man has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he had declared him." So we used for a subject a little while this morning, he that cometh. He that cometh. Amen. Because we know he will come. And we're not talking just about the 25th of December. We know prayerfully that will come unless he decides to come before the 25th. Amen. It's in his hands. Amen. But the excitement is sure enough building. Amen. In my neighborhood, lights are twinkling and wreaths are at the doors. And, you know, as you can see, I was convinced once again to put the Christmas tree in the sanctuary. Amen, amen. I got pretty good treatment last year, so I decided I'm gonna keep it going. Amen. So we feel the excitement. We feel the the majesty. We've seen the holiday movies, and we're all bubbling over with that warm and fuzzy feeling, but what's it all about? Amen. What's it all for? Amen. I've heard somebody say it's the most wonderful time of the year. Amen. No other holiday has that particular feeling. New Year's has Auld Lang Syne, and that's good too. Valentine's Day has candy and kisses. Amen. And that's pretty good too. Amen. You know. Amen. Unless we forget to get the candy, then it ain't no kisses. Been that, done that. Amen. Easter has that fresh feeling of spring. Amen. 4th of July is patriotic. Thanksgiving is thankful, but there's nothing like Christmas. Can I get a rhythm? Christmas is the ultimate to me. Now, some people like other holidays, and that's a personal choice. Romans 14 and 5 says this: one man esteemeth one day over another. Another esteemeth every day alike. Doesn't make any difference to him. Let every man be fully persuaded in his own mind. Amen. You know, I put Christmas number one. But that's a personal choice, like I said. Some folks like any holiday that they get off work. Amen. It doesn't matter to them. Amen. Even the ones that claim not to like Christmas, you tell them they're going to be off work and see if they like Christmas then. Amen. I used to work on a job with a fella that every holiday came, he had something to say. Amen. But every time we took off, he took off too. So finally I told him one day, I said, well, you're going to show up tomorrow, right? He like, what you talking about? I said, well, you don't believe in Christmas. Amen. You don't believe Christ has come yet, so I reckon you'll be on the job. He didn't know what to say. You know, what makes Christmas special is the story. Well, there's no other story like the Christmas story. You see, the angel Gabriel visits two people in the Christmas story. He visits one old man and one young woman. Amen. Zechariah and Elizabeth wind up having a baby boy. And so did Mary and Joseph. Both of these births, amen, were supernatural. One more supernatural than the other. Amen. But both of them were not normal births. Can I get a witness? You see, John and Jesus wind up being cousins by their mothers. Now, I don't know if they were third, fourth, fifth cousin, whatever. My mama used to be able, she could tell you if that was your third cousin, your fourth cousin. She could count them up. Amen. But I don't know how close John and Jesus were kin, but I do know that they were kin by their mothers. You see, the prophets had prophesied. Amen. The angel had announced it. But it took God to be able to deliver the birth of Jesus. You see, after these two miracle births, 30 years later, one cousin bears witness of the other cousin. Can I get a witness? And he used the phrase, he that cometh. Amen, he that cometh. Somebody's coming. Can I get a witness? You know, when I was a little boy, if they told me my mama was coming, amen. And my mama was a big, strong woman back in them days, and I was a little scrawny fella. If I was doing something wrong and they said my mama was coming, amen, whatever I was doing that wasn't pleasing, I would quit doing. Amen. Now, I ain't trying to get in your business, but my Bible tells me that he will come back. Can I get a witness? And you better get your house in order. Amen. Because when the trumpets sound, you won't be able to jump up and go take back all the stuff that you did. But if you give your soul to Jesus, however you die, you'll be all right. Amen. Verse 15 points back to verse 1 in the book of John. Verse 15 says this: John bare witness of him and cried, saying, this was he of whom I spake. He that cometh after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. That means that Jesus was being manifested in human form But his essence, the very nature of Jesus, already existed long before John. Amen. He was just manifested in human form at this time. But just like John said, I may be talking before he comes, but he was really the one that came before me. In the first chapter, in the first verse of John, it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So that lets me know that was long before John came on the scene. Amen. You see, he was before Jesus physically, but nobody's before Jesus spiritually. Can I get a witness? John expected him, and we expect him now because he said he will come. He that cometh will come. Amen. You see, John might have been the forebearer. But he might have been the forerunner. Let me get this straight. But he was not the forebearer. Let me say that again. He was the forerunner, but he wasn't the forebearer because he can't outbear your burdens. Amen. All he could do is tell somebody about Jesus. Amen. And that's what we can do. We can tell somebody about the goodness of Jesus. We can tell somebody that he that came will come again. We can tell somebody that Jesus saves. And we can bring souls to Christ. We can't save them. Amen. But we can bring them to Christ to be saved. 16 verse says this. And of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. You see, we've all benefited, no matter what race, creed, or color. Even the fella that says, we don't celebrate Christmas in my house, he benefited too. Man, he might not have realized it, but he benefited too. We've all benefited because Jesus' love is unmatched. By grace, Jesus came, and by grace, he saves. Amen. Not by works or not by money, not by looks. Amen. But by grace, he saves. Verse 17 says this, for the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. You see, grace is superior to the law. Can I get a witness? Because the law is conditional. Amen. The law was written by a natural man. Amen. But grace came by Jesus. Can I get a witness? You see, there are some places that the law just can't go. Can I get a witness? I don't care what statute of limitation you're reading in the state of Louisiana's law book. There's some places that the law simply can't go. Can I get a witness? The law couldn't go into ICU, amen, for Clarence Melbourne. But grace went into the hospital and picked him up, planted him back on solid ground. Verse 18 says this, no man has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. In other words, John said, we've not seen God. Amen. But Jesus was God revealed. Can I get a witness? You see, he wound up telling his disciples, how can you say that you've never seen the Lord, but you've been with me every day? Hebrews 1:3 says it like this, Jesus is the express image of God. Amen. So we know that Jesus is God. Can I get a witness? We know that Jesus was before John. Can I get a witness? We know that he that cometh will come. Can I get a witness? We know that he saves by grace and mercy. Can I get a witness? We know that he's way more powerful than the law ever was and ever will be. Can I get a witness? We know he's the reason for the season. Can I get a witness? And we know that he will provide for me. He will provide for you. He is the reason for the season. Oh, isn't that right? He is the reason that the lights flash. Oh, isn't that right? He is the reason that the tree flashes. Oh, isn't that right? He is the reason for all the holiday movies. Isn't that right? He is the reason for all the Christmas cards. Oh, isn't that right? He is the reason for that warm feeling that you feel in your heart. Oh, isn't that right? And he is the reason for the season. He will come. He said he'll come. I know he'll come. He told the Roman soldiers that he would be back. Oh, isn't that right? He promised them that he'd get up and that death couldn't keep him in the grave, and they didn't believe him. Some of them turned their backs, but 3 days after they put him in the ground, 3 days after they turned their backs on him, 3 days early, 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 one Sunday morning, he that cometh got up with all power, more power than the Christmas lights, more power than the Christmas tree, more power than the holiday movies, more power than John the Baptist, more power, more power. He that cometh will come. It's a promise. Amen. And I'm waiting. I'm waiting for Jesus. Is there anybody here that's waiting for Jesus? Every time I see CNN, I say, Lord, how long? Every time I read the newspaper, I say, Lord, how long? Every time I look on the internet, I say, Lord, how long? I know you're waiting, Lord. How long? Is there anybody here waiting on Jesus? If you're waiting on Jesus, say, say, say. John said, he that cometh is greater than me. So I promise you, I make you a promise. If you're tired of all of this stuff, keep your hand in God's hand. It's the only reprieve you have. Doctors, lawyers, they work by God, and they're good. If they give you some reprieve, that's good.